Well, hello, everybody. Hello, Mark Platnick.
Hello, Jim Samaria.
How are you?
Excellent.
Well, it's time for our show. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. Well, our show is That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM. And obviously, I'm Jim Samaria.
Well, I'll reintroduce myself. I'm Jim's partner in crime, co-host Mr. Mark Platnick. Once again, we are here to bring you music, insights, backstories, interviews, and a wee bit of humor covering rock music and more from the 1950s through the 1980s or wherever the music takes us.
A wee bit of humor, huh? Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which you could find online at the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum and Hall of Fame website, and they're located down in Joliet. Our book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with words by my co-host, a man who never leaves home without his black cat Bone.
That's right. And you know what else I carry? A Johnny Conker root in my pocket.
Those are some blues sayings,
yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you forgot to shower. That's why it smells in here today?
No, I showered yesterday.
Oh, that's what Johnny
Conker root. Must be the Johnny Conker root, yeah.
I guess so. But what we're referring to is some blues slangs, I guess you would say.
Yeah, yeah. Blues idioms.
They're kind of like mojo.
Yeah.
Which is quite powerful.
Yeah, Well, thank you, Jim. And you know what? I've heard your mojo bag is full of surprises as well. Care to tell our listeners what you got in it?
Nope. No trade secrets,
no?
Man.
Oh, man. Well, that's okay because we have a good lead into today's show.
You're right, Mark. And today we're going to play our favorite music. We both love the blues, and that's what our show is about today.
Yep, that is correct. But today's blues show is extra special because we are featuring historic collaborations between rock artists and blues legends. And because there are so many that deserve to be heard, we hope to do a second show at a later date. And sadly, too many of today's featured artists are no longer with us.
Yeah, and Mark, before we start the show, a little caveat. We will not be including music from the 1969 Fleetwood Mac and Chicago session because, as you know, we just did a recent show on that.
Well, fair enough, Jim. So let's get our mojo working. What is our first historic blues pairing?
Well, talking about two great guitar players, this is incredible. The first one is Jeff Beck and the late Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yep, and they're both devotees, tough word, of the blues. And Jim, you and I were lucky enough to see their, I think it was called the Fire Meets Fury show in Chicago in late 1989.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah, of course I remember that. This is the first time I ever saw Stevie Ray Vaughan in concert. I think it was at UIC. So the song we're going to do is Going Down, and originally it was done by Freddie King, and he did a killer version of it with Leon Russell was on piano on that song.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeff Beck did the same thing with his Jeff Beck group with Rod Stewart on vocals. But here's a smoking live version of the same song featuring the fire and fury of Jeff Beck and Stevie Ray Vaughan. This performance comes courtesy of YouTube. Thank you, YouTube. And I recommend everyone please watch this video. It's fantastic. So let's get down with Going Down.
Going down.
that was Stevie Ray Vaughan mostly on the leads, but Jeff Beck's rhythm was fantastic. Wasn't it, Mark? Outstanding. And I have to correct myself. I apologize to my audience. I said Rod Stewart sang Going Down on Jeff Beck Group. No, it was the second Jeff Beck Group where Bob Tench was the vocalist, right. So I apologize.
That's all right. You're forgiven.
Thank you.
Well, our next artist is James Cotton, one of the acknowledged masters of the blues harp. And in 1970, he recorded one of his best studio albums titled Taking Care of Business. But unfortunately, it's out of print, currently unavailable for download. But once again, thank goodness for, did I say download? Download.
Download.
But thank goodness for YouTube.
And Mark, you know, what makes this recording really special is the impressive list of guests, guitarists on this. Listen to these people. You got Mike Bloomfield, Matt Guitar Murphy, Todd Rundgren, Johnny Winter, and Dominic Troiano. Who was in James Gang, and I believe also the Guess Who.
Yeah, those are heavy hitters there. The cut we've chosen today is Long Distance Operator, featuring the late, great Mike Bloomfield and Todd Rundgren, who's still alive, and they exchanged blues licks on this song. So from 1970 and the album Taking Care of Business, here is the song Long Distance Operator.
Oh, well, along.
That was Long Distance Operator by James Cotton and his blues band, featuring Mike Bloomfield and Todd Rundgren on guitar. Excellent song. You are listening to That Classic Rock Show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where we play the most memorable music of all time, including the blues.
Yes, we do, Jim. During his career, Eric Clapton has recorded and performed with at least six of his blues idols. They include B.B. King, Freddie King, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and Buddy Guy.
But let's begin with Clapton and the Howlin' Wolf pairing. In 1971, the album The London Howlin' Wolf Sessions was released with a superstar lineup that included Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Bill Wyman, and Charlie Watts, obviously of the Stones. That's Wyman and Watts. And on every cut, Wolf is superb with worthy support from Clapton and his session mates who recreate the classic Chess studio sound.
Yeah, that's really what they wanted to do. They weren't there to kind of upstage Howlin' Wolf. But let's play the album's opening cut. So, Jim, let's do a little rocking of our own with the song Rockin' Daddy. That was Rockin' Daddy with Howlin' Wolf and Eric Clapton on lead guitar. What's next, Jim?
Well, before we go to that, do you think Howlin' Wolf would win American Idol?
Hands down.
Yeah, probably, with his voice. I don't think so.
He was a big, imposing man. I think they couldn't have said no.
Yeah, isn't he like 6'4"?
Oh, 6'5".
6'5"?
Yeah.
Big guy.
Big guy.
Well, anyway, one of the best blues albums ever recorded brought together the old guard with the young guns right here in Chicago. It was appropriately titled Fathers and Sons. The old guard included one of my favorites, Muddy Waters on vocals and guitar. And one of your favorites on piano was Otis Spann.
That's right.
And you know who was on drums?
You're going to tell me.
Sam Lay, who just unfortunately passed away.
Yeah, he just passed away. Yeah. I like the way you said Chicago.
Chicago.
That really makes it. Okay.
That's where I'm from. I'm from Chicago.
All right. Well, the Young Guns included Mike Bloomfield once again on guitar, Donald Duck Dunn on bass. He's played with everybody, including Clapton, Buddy Miles on drums, and Paul Butterfield on harmonica. And this double album includes one studio record and one record recorded live in Chicago in April of 1969.
And Mark, the studio LP was recorded at Chicago's Terramar Studios, which was owned by, of course, Phil and Leonard Chess.
Okay, do you know where the name Terramar came from?
No, tell me, Mr. Know-It-All.
All right, yeah, that's me. The hyphenated name comes from Terry Chess and Marshall Chess, hence Terramar. And they're the sons of Phil and Leonard Chess.
Sounds like a subdivision, doesn't
okay,
it?
Terramar. Something like that, yeah.
I love a Terramar. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to live there.
Yeah. Well, I gonna next time I play Trivial Pursuit, I'm going to put that in there. I'll make my own card.
All right.
I'll get it right.
More useless information your wife hates.
Yeah, that's I'm full of that. Well, I'm full of a lot of things, but mostly that.
All right.
Well, in any case, this live LP was recorded at a concert called Super Cosmic Joy Scout Jamboree. How's that fit on a T-shirt?
You got it out. You got it out.
You know, if I was in charge, I think I would have chosen a name that didn't twist my tongue so much.
Me too, Jim. But let's spin a studio cut written by Muddy Waters and titled 40 Days and 40 Nights. The song features Paul Butterfield blowing some nasty harp that surely would receive approval from the great harmonica player Little Walter.
40 days! 40 nights since my baby left the town. Key raining all day long, end of the rain and falling down. She's my life, I need her soul. Why she left, I just don't know. 40 nights since I sat right down and cried. Keep raining all the time, but the river is running dry. Lord help me, it just ain't right. I love that girl with all of my heart. I'm not rich, I'm heartbroken. I hope she come back home tonight.
All right, I might be biased, but because Paul Butterfield's from Chicago, best harp player ever.
Robert Schaffner, I'm going to meet you for lunch. and we'll discuss who's the best.
Yeah, he likes Little Walter, I think.
He does like Little Walter, yeah. But well, anyways, Jim, again, just my opinion, my humble opinion. Freddie King is the king of the kings, and this does not lessen my love or respect for B.B. King and Albert King. And I know B.B. is your favorite of the kings, but perhaps we could debate that over a few shots of Maker's Mark. What do you say?
Well, I don't drink, so anyway. But
yes, you do.
No, I don't. But I B.B. is my favorite. Well, you know, maybe if you make it a glass of Chianti, maybe.
There you go. See?
All right.
You're Italian. How could you not have a glass
of
Chianti?
Hey, how you doing, eh?
That's right.
Well, anyway, Freddie King made three albums with Leon Russell's Shelter Records label, and these turned on rock audiences to the guitarist's nickname, the Texas Cannonball. And our first Freddie King and Leon Russell collaboration is a slow blues titled Five Long Years, and it's from the 1971 album Getting Ready. The song opens with Leon Russell's gorgeous piano. I love his piano playing. And then what I love is Freddie asks the questions, "Have you ever been mistreated? Then you know just what I'm talking about." Now that's the real blues, right?
That's the real blues talking, Jim. Well, let's listen to a portion of the Freddie King song on Sheltered Records, Five Long Years.
Little bit of the great Freddie King.
Except guy have the blues or what?
He's
man.
Got the blues.
All right.
Well, if you like the blues, folks, please stay tuned for part two of the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM, where we are featuring legendary blues teaming on records and on stage.